We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Eddie Coleman's report is brought to you by Bay Ridge Honda, one of the dealerships proudly owned by Rob Sabah in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, by CSEA Local 830. We work for you by the locally owned and operated Papa John's, proud partner of the New York Mets, and by Interstate Batteries, every battery for every need. Eddie, the terrible.
Oh, my God. What a disgrace. Eddie, it's disgraceful. No, really, it's disgraceful.
Yeah, listen, it was an awful week. It was a terrible. I've had some bad weekends. That was a bad weekend.
Yeah,
you think they'll ever see? You think they'll ever see 500 again this year?
Yeah, I do. I think they will.
You do?
if they keep playing the way they did this weekend, though, that's for sure. I guarantee it will go south in a hurry. But I still do.
Let's start with this. Todd Frazier's coming back Tuesday. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, that is correct. He is. I think he's on his way back or flying back. I'm not sure when, but yeah, no, he will be here. He'll be here Tuesday. He'll be activated. I think Swarzak as well, but Frazier played three games down there, and I think he was 4-for-9 and 3 RBIs. So, you know, whatever. I guess he's ready. So he's going to be back. He'll be in the lineup Tuesday.
All right, what about Cespedes? I mean, is any time soon for this? I mean, what's going on with this guy? I mean, really, what's the deal, Ed?
Well, let me get to Swarzak first.
Okay.
Swarzak is, I think, going to fit in just fine. He pitched yesterday, 2/3 of an inning, gave up a triple, single, a walk, and 3 runs.
Mid-season 4.
Oh, baby, he will fit. You hit it right on the head, Ed.
The time to join it. I think he's going to be back as well. But, I don't know. I don't think we know what Swarzak is. I mean, we're a third of the way through the season. He really hasn't pitched. So. But he'll, I think, help the bullpen. We'll see. Something's got to help the bullpen, I hope. But that's, I think he's going to be back, should be ready to go as well, too. They were going to pitch him yesterday, and then I think he pitched every other day, and he had three turns down there, so I guess he's ready. So
Are the Mets angry with Yoenis?
Yeah, I think they are, but you know what? I'm tired of the way they approach this whole thing. It's ridiculous to me to listen to Mickey Callaway yesterday. I mean, you listen to him. He said, let's see if I can quote him right. He said he's in a really good spot, getting on and off his feet, whatever that means. But we're trying to get him some live at bats Tuesday. I think he's going to probably go up against Syndergaard. Syndergaard's going to pitch Tuesday, and they want to get Cespedes some turns against live. In live BP, so I would assume that, you know, he probably will face Syndergaard. But then the killer to me was, after that, we're going to just lean on him regarding what he needs. I'm not just telling him, hey.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. That means what? He decides what he's going to do? He decides whether he's going to play in rehab games or not? It's ludicrous to me.
Here's what I can't understand. I want to stop you a second, because here's what I can't understand. The guy did not want to go on the DL. They kind of forced him on the DL, and now he doesn't want to come off the DL. All right? I mean, that's the way it seems to me, right?
He's been gone. It will be, I think it's 3 weeks today, as a matter of fact. May 14th was when he went on. As I mentioned the other day, he was out taking ground balls at third base and shortstop during batting.
Cespedes?
Yeah, Cespedes. I wasn't in the outfield. I didn't see him shag any balls out there, but he seems nimble and moving around to me. Looks fine to me. I know he had gotten some BP, so I don't know exactly, you know, whether he's run the bases. I don't think that's happened yet. But I couldn't tell you. I still think he's going to be back this weekend for the Yankee series, but you know, as far as, listen, I got a plan for you, okay? Take some at-bats tomorrow, Tuesday. You don't have to go to Vegas. Binghamton is not home, but they're in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, okay? Mm-hmm. Go to Harrisburg. There's a game on Wednesday night. there's a noontime game on Thursday. Play those two games and come back and play on Friday if you're good to go. There's a plan. All right, I'll put out a plan. If they're not going to put out a plan, I'll put out a plan. There's a plan for you, okay? Why don't you do that? He didn't talk to us yet. He didn't talk to us yesterday. Again, you know, we asked to speak with him just to see where he was and, you know, what's on his mind. But, you know, he didn't want to talk to us, so I couldn't tell you what's on his mind. You know, that's Uenas.
I like this. A fiery Eddie C.
You are. Well,
take no prisoners.
Because Eddie's tired. I mean, you know, look, Eddie's getting older
now. He's
tired
of the act.
He's tired of dealing with the Met nonsense. And he's tired of coming on with us and having us scream about how brutal it is. Right? Isn't that it, Ed? Come on.
Precisely. I'm tired of the nonsense. I don't need to go over there and be and listen to that stuff or whatever. You know, I mean, I think it's rather simple. That, you know, could you just tell us where you are, how you feel?
Right, right.
You know, it's been 3 weeks or whatever. Just let us know.
Can I ask you this? They've changed a lot. There's a new manager. There's a new coaching staff. And there's a training staff. So obviously, this is coming from the top. Is it Sandy? Is it ownership? Where does this come from? Where the way they handle injuries, it just looks like a cluster, you know what? And the way they communicate is like a cluster, you know what? Yeah. Is it more Sandy or is it more above him?
You know, it's a good question. I don't know. I mean, it filters down to where it hasn't made a heck of a lot of difference. And certainly with some people, you know, the kid glove treatment with Cespedes drives me nuts. You know, I know he's, you know, star of the team and well-paid. I mean, listen, he's a well-paid employee, but he's still an employee, okay? And to say that, you know, after that, we're just going to lean on him regarding what he needs, and if he needs a few games in the minor leagues, we'll figure it out. You know, he's been out a while. I think he needs some game action. Go get some games, okay? He can be back here. He can play in the Yankee City series if you're ready to go. And it seems like he might be close to that. I don't know. But, you know, let's find out. Mm. Let's do something. Let's make a plan. Ridiculous.
No, it's ridiculous. Eddie, it is.
Just one other thing about it, because I thought this last year about Cespedes, and this is the impression I get, because Joe made the comment, hey, beginning of the year, guy doesn't want to come off the deal, now he doesn't want to, or doesn't want to go on the deal, now he doesn't want to come off the deal. He reeks like a front runner. When things are going well, it's great to have Yoenis. He's clutch, he's this, he's that. But when things are bad, and things are really bad right now, they're under 500, then he's a pain in the ass to deal with. So he really reeks from the years he's been here as a real front-running kind of player.
I wouldn't disagree. I can't disagree with that assessment. I do think that, you know, he, to me, has always been the type of player who, if he's in the, you know, if the team is going well and he's in the middle of things and contributing to that, everything is fine. If he's not, you know, he's sulking a bit. He's unhappy because he's, you know, he's not doing his thing or whatever. But, you know, that doesn't exactly lead into a team concept, but nonetheless, he's a guy that can carry the team. I think we know that. We've seen that before. And what they need is, in the worst way, is somebody to get in there and start producing some offense so that they can start turning this around if they can.
I tell you, it's putrid. Jay Bruce, let's go to him. When these guys come back, are they putting him on a DL? Because, I mean, what's the issue with this guy? I mean, he's having it's a beyond brutal year, Jay Bruce.
No, he's healthy, Joe. I mean, he's healthy. It's been brutal. And listen, he said that yesterday. You know, he admitted it himself. He said this has, you know, been a disaster for him thus far. And he's right. It has been. I mean, when you look at 3 home runs and 15 RBIs thus far, and like I said, you're more than, you know, a third of the way through the season right now. That's not acceptable. That's a guy that's got to produce, and he hasn't produced thus far. He seems to me to be trying to pull the ball a lot or pulling a lot. So, but he's, you know, he's not that much. He's not a guy that's really used all the field before. You know, can you try that? I think they're pitching him in a little bit. That probably, you know, leads into that, but it has not worked thus far. But he is healthy. So he's going to continue to be there.
The positive, if you're looking for them, and you could find them if you really look, is that this starting pitching has been a lot better. Steven Matz, it really has. Matz had the finger scare, but he bounced back really well yesterday, even though these pitching gurus should let Steven Matz know that there's a possibility Javi Baez, who does play the game recklessly in a good way, sometimes a bad way, that there's a chance he could try something like that. But with that said, Matz made a good defensive play early on that bunt by Lester. I thought that was very impressive. So the pitching has been a lot better. It's just that the offense and the bullpen and the defense. So really, everything outside of the starting and the managing,
right.
It's all awful.
Right, right.
Everything
right.
is awful.
To your point, the starters have been great. The ERA is about 2.5 over the last 16 games.
5-11,
and they won 5 games.
Yeah,
16.
They are 5-11 in those 16 games. It bothered me a little bit when Matt said yesterday that it caught me off guard. With Baez at third base, that's something. Especially against the Joe Maddon team. If you watch the games, this 4-game series, you saw Maddon pull out every trick in the book, as he is wont to do. They had double steals. They had a suicide squeeze. They had a beautifully executed hit and run. He got Lucas Farrell out there for 5 innings in the 14-inning game. Reliever that pitched 5 innings, I think, from the 8th to the 13th. Excuse me.
Yeah.
He pulled out every trick in the book. And you got to be ready for Joe Maddon when you're playing him and you're playing the Cubs. And so you got to be more alert than that. Honestly, I've never seen a game that was won on a steal of home and a sacrifice pop-up, is what I'll call it.
Unbelievable.
Sacrifice pop-up is what it was. And I've never seen a game lost that way. But again, the starting pitching overall was good. Wheeler was good. I mean, they've been good all the way through. Jake, as we know, been good every time. So, you've got to do something here. You got to get something going, and they got to get some bodies. It hurts that you have yesterday Lester's out there on the mound. You've got 5 left-handed bats in the lineup, and through no fault of their own, they have injuries. They're missing Cespedes. They're missing Frazier, but you're missing Flores as well. He's on the DL, so you don't have a lot of alternatives. But you got to get the job done.
Is Citi Field built like on an ancient burial ground, Eddie? Because they stink at home. No, they really do.
I know, you're right.
On the road. You say whatever you want. I know they had a brutal road trip, but that was mostly because of the bullpen gave up every game. They score runs on the road. They come home. They don't hit at all, Ed. They don't hit at all.
It lends you to believe, what are they, 12-17,
yes.
I think,
at
home. And they're a couple over 500 on the road. And it obviously, whether you believe this or not, and whether it's true or not, it leads you to believe it. It goes back to what Mickey Callaway was talking about after the game yesterday, which I was surprised.
Pressure? Come on. And Mickey Callaway, you got to be good. Go back to Cleveland, Mickey, all right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, even bringing that up to me is ludicrous because, this is not Cleveland.
Right.
Okay, it's New York, all right? Deal with it. They feel pressure. Okay, yeah, all right. Well, I'm sure Giancarlo Stanton feels pressure. He gets booed over at Yankee Stadium, but, it hasn't really deterred him or deterred the Yankees, for that matter. For some reason, it's deterred this team, obviously. But it leads you to believe that there's something that, that these guys feel it here and their shoulders slump, whatever, when they hear the boos and they hear that they don't want to play at Citi Field. They'd rather be on the road. I mean, it leads you to believe that. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But it certainly lends you to start thinking that way when they're, under 500, 5 under 500 at home and play better on the road.
That's soft. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's soft.
No, I don't disagree, but I'm just saying it leads you to think that.
What, do you want to throw a party for these guys when they're stinking it up? And here's the other thing that makes you crazy, too, and you're going to see this weekend, too, when the Yankees come in. What a disaster when they're going to play them. Oh, my God. And 6 times this year. Oh, God. The place was like it was in Wrigley Field with all these Cup fans there. They got the W things out and all with those banners. And stuff. I mean, come on, give me a break.
There are always a lot of Cup fans that come in. I mean, they travel well, and there are a lot here in New York that come out to see the team. But what happens is, when the Mets aren't responding, people leave the building, and all of a sudden the Cup fans are going to stay there. That's what you hear. You hear at the end of the game, too, but...
There'll be 70% Yankee fans. This weekend, there'll be 70% of that place will be Yankee fans.
You'll hear a lot of Yankee fans, that's for sure. You will. There's no doubt about that. That is true. I wonder if the Orioles will travel fans up.
No, there'll be no Orioles fans.
Yeah, don't have to worry about that.
Here's how you can tell. Here's the trick. One of the things the Oriole fans do, which is kind of cool, is the O part at the end of the national anthem. They chant, "Oh!" And so that's how you can measure how many Oriole fans are there to see how many people do the O during the national anthem, which I will tell you, I do not find disrespectful. I just want everybody to know, because some people may find it. They're just saying, oh, that's all they're doing. So I don't have a problem with that. Some people may.
I don't either.
I have a problem with the stupid Brave fans chanting Brave at the end of the home of the Brave.
Wow.
That's obnoxious. That's disrespectful.
And still still using the, the
tomahawk chop,
the Florida State war chant,
yeah,
which is
exactly.
Really what it is.
Exactly. Oh, Eddie,
it's painful.
They don't pay you enough.
They really don't, Ed. You got to be near. You got to be pretty near retirement, though, don't you?
More games like I saw this weekend.
You're older than me. You better look. You look a lot better. I mean, there's no doubt. You're far superior looking than I am. but you are a little older. You know, so
I am a little older than you are, Joe. Yeah, older than dirt, as they say.
Yes.
Been around too long.
Eddie,
boy,
enjoy the off day.
I'm not getting any younger watching this either.
No, how could you be?
We know. Thank you, Eddie.
All right. See you,
Eddie C. on the pathetic Mets.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.